Good morning, dear listeners. I'm your host, Caroline Rodriguez, coming from World History class alongside my co-host, Devin. Say hi, Devin.
Hi.
Today we'll be talking about the question, how do people respond when times are toughest? And to that I say music is the answer. Now, Devin, how is everything going?
You know, I have been feeling a little down lately.
That's too bad. How are you holding up?
Well, Yossi, I have been writing some songs to try to cheer myself up.
And how is that going?
Well, I don't really acknowledge the problem, but singing gives me a way to just forget what is bothering me, you know.
Yeah, I get that. You know, songs are what we're going to be talking about today and how music helped people during the Great Depression?
I didn't know. How does music fit into the Great Depression?
So during the Great Depression, people would go to dancing halls where music was played, and really, how can you be sad when you're dancing?
What if people didn't like going out to dance?
Well, people would also stay at home and play their music.
Could they afford that, since it was during the Great Depression? Would they use radios and TVs?
Radios and TVs were used then, and yes, they could afford them, or at least almost everyone could afford one installment, or at least knew someone who could do the job for them.
So radios were pretty cheap for this time, huh?
Well, yeah. Like, they were basically free, so it had the biggest audiences.
Seems like swing and jazz were mostly all the rage back then, so people would use music as a way to, like, forget about the rest of the world in a way.
Yes. Mostly because it was one of the more cheaper ways for entertainment and happiness.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. So you got anything else you want to add to this?
Sure. So like, since there were other options out there, like you said, with the TVs, why would you say specifically that music would help people survive through this time?
I say it's important because it really can relate to today. Like, take the example of an average teenager. Teenagers listen to music every single day and find some kind of happiness in music that expresses our emotions in words that we can understand.
But there were also songs that were sadder and not happy.
Well, of course there was, but music is still able to express someone's emotion by using someone else's words.
I see. I guess that makes sense, really. So what did people most relate to? Like upbeat ones, or was the public more geared to listening to sadder situations so that it could be relatable?
Everything was not always sad during the Great Depression. Popular music styles had changed during this time, and songwriters wrote to relate to the public mood, which you're not wrong. People did write about the sadness and hardships, but writers also would write about happiness and more upbeat songs to distract people from the problems that they were facing day to day.
What songs were popular?
Brother, Can You Spare Me a Dime, made in 1932, was a song that was based on the angry and sad themes that were going on in the Great Depression. Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries, made in 1931, was made to remind its listeners that the financial losses during the crash weren't that important, with the lyrics, "You can't take your dough when you go, go, go," and warns the listener, "Life is just a bowl of cherries, so live and laugh, laugh and love."
Sounds nice.
It was, because really everything does seem to turn out okay in the end and get better for everyone, which is why I agree so much with the lyrics, because life itself will still continue on, even when the bad comes and in the end it passes over. Which is why I think music is probably what almost saved people back during the Great Depression, because music gives us that outlet from life, but also gives us hope that we need to continue to carry on and know that everything will turn out all right in the end, no matter what happens.
I see. And it's good to see that others can still relate to this even after the Great Depression.
It always is. So thank you for tuning in and listening to my podcast with a computer.
I require charging.
Until next time, bye. But not really. I just wanted to input my final thoughts. Most people take music for granted, and some don't find the comfort and sorrows that others feel when listening to certain songs. But I do believe that music empowers us to try to do our best and be better. Dancing the Night Away is something that me, an introvert, will never understand, but when you think about it, music is a language that isn't truly meant to be heard, and that's all I wanted to say. Goodbye for real this time. I hope you like my recording.